AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis popped up in troubled Afghanistan this morning. The Trump administration is thinking about sending in more troops to help the Afghans fight the Taliban. A few days ago, Taliban gunmen and suicide bombers hit an Afghan military base, killing more than 100 people. Kabul's army chief and defense minister resigned this morning. France will have a runoff presidential election on May 7th between Marine Le Pen, who's been compared to Donald Trump, and Emmanuel Macron, a centrist. This Frenchman is in London at the moment and voted there.
We need a change in leadership. You know, after 5 years, which have not been great, I think, for the country, the 5 years before that were not great either. But I think now it's a time that we have to think about us, our families and kids, and what we want for them in the future.
President Trump's 100th day in office is Saturday, and that is the same day the government will shut down if Congress doesn't pass a spending bill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
If there's no bill, the lights would go out Saturday, President Trump's 100th day in office. His aides are insisting building a border wall remains a priority, and they want money for it in a spending bill to avoid a shutdown. Democrats are against a wall House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calls immoral.
Arkansas will execute two more killers tonight. AP correspondent Kelly Kissel is in Little Rock.
There are two scheduled for Monday in a double execution. It would be Arkansas's first multiple execution since 1998, and it would be the first multiple in the nation since 2000.
Former NFL star Aaron Hernandez will be buried today in his hometown of Bristol, Connecticut. He hanged himself in prison last week. He was doing life for murder. A weekend house fire in New York City has killed five people, three of them children. This is AP Radio News. Actress Erin Moran has died. She was 56 years old. Here's our Julie Walker with a look back.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Erin Moran grew up on TV playing Joni Cunningham on Happy Days. She also co-starred in the spin-off Joni Loves Chachi. Moran was found dead Saturday after a dispatcher for the Harrison County, Indiana Sheriff's Department received a 911 call. Moran had been in the news for numerous personal and financial struggles and was reportedly homeless at times. Her Happy Days co-star Ron Howard tweeted, "Such sad, sad news. Rest in peace, Erin." I'm Julie Walker.
Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News podcast will be available on his website tonight. Fox News Channel's parent company fired him last week following an investigation into sexual harassment allegations by several women. Bill O'Reilly calls those allegations completely unfounded. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.